Episode number 566, Collaboration Using BNI Connect.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chief visionary officer, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast, brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube, which features Dr. Ivan Meisner and many other networking experts. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder and the chief visionary officer of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Hi, Priscilla. Well, I'm in Galveston right now. I've got a condo in Galveston, and we have an event this weekend in Houston, so I'll be speaking in the Houston region this week. So part of my travel is visiting BNI.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I hear that you have a special guest today.
I do indeed. Lori Nichols. Lori is the founder of Torah Writing Services. She's a written word consultant and a content editor. She calls herself a word nerd. I love that, Lori. That's funny. But what I thought was most interesting about your bio was that you had a career as a mine planning engineer, and you basically translated other engineers for the rest of the population through software documentation. That must have been mind-numbing, and anything you've got to do now has got to be more fun than that. Lori, welcome to the BNI Podcast Show.
Thank you, Ivan. I was not in engineering for very long, and a mine planning engineer does not get to live in the urban centers, which is where I grew up, and so yeah. I soon left that field. I like visiting the back of beyond, but living there was not part of the, not going to work for me. And yes, translating engineers can be mind-numbingly boring.
I can imagine. So we're going to talk a little bit about BNI Connect and how it can be a resource for collaboration. So tell me, I think this is so important, and I've talked about it in some previous podcasts, but you had an interesting story that I wanted you to share. You searched BNI Connect for writing services. Talk about that a little bit. What was the journey that you went through?
Well, I am in the process of finishing up my book called How to Be a Writer Without Writing a Book. And what it talks about are different types of ways to make money as a writer without actually writing a story or worrying about publishing. And there are lots of different types of writers, and I know what I'm good at, and I know what I'm not good at. And I wanted to have insight into some of those other specialties that I knew were not my strengths. I knew I could research it, but I really wanted to have quotes and comments from the people who are actually doing that kind of writing or those types of writings. And so I got on to BNI Connect, and I looked for all the other folks in writing services. And because writing is so cultural, I stuck to the U.S., and that got me to about 90. And then I went through everybody's profiles and picked only the ones that had their email address listed. I knew I wanted to make a first contact through email. And that took 90 down to about 40. I could not believe how many people did not have their profiles filled out.
And many will have part of their profile, but not their email address. I'm not quite sure why they don't put their email address in there.
It was a bit shocking. And so I sent out this email saying, hey, look, I'm another BNI member, and I'm working on this project. Would you be willing to help me out? And I got about 20 responses, and of those responses, I got about 10 contributors. And so I proved the rule of halves and got some really great insight into other types of writing other than what I specialize in. And it was really a great experience. And I got to you know, make contacts with other writers across the country. I even ended up talking with a writer also here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and we still are in touch every now and again. And he's a great guy, and that was a lot of fun as well. And I just had this great experience. It was so nice, and, you know, I'm sure that, you know, I got lost in some spam boxes and so on and so forth, but it was so nice to be able to reach out to other people in BNI and ask for help, because that's sort of what BNI is all about. It was a great experience, and it was a little frustrating that I couldn't ask more people for help because the profiles weren't filled out. I don't understand why people do that. BNI Connect is such an amazing resource.
BNI Connect is an amazing resource, and there's no other networking organization like us that has that resource. None. We connect. We now have almost 250,000 members. We can connect with our members globally through BNI Connect, and the whole idea of being a local business but having a global network is really true. It is mind-boggling to me that people don't complete their profile. I tell people it's a little bit like taking a one-page ad out in the newspaper and leaving it blank. That's just stupid. Yet members, they just don't think and they don't complete it. And there's so many opportunities. Sometimes people say to me, well, I'm not looking to do business, you know, in another country. Well, it's not just about doing business. It's about getting exposure and having opportunities to do like what you're talking about. It wasn't about a referral, but you're quoting these people. They're going to be in your book. That, trust me, I can guarantee anybody, that's great exposure to be written about in a book. And it's just a missed opportunity. And first of all, I'm proud of you for using Connect the way you did. And I'm proud of those people who responded. I'd just like to see every member do that.
Yeah, it's interesting because currently I'm one of the mentor coordinators for my BNI chapter. And I do we're on using the Passport program, and I do the BNI tools mentoring session. And I've put together, you know, I go over it in depth, talking about, you know, filling out your profile and making sure the yes, make this visible box is checked, and all of those details. Because infrequently I use this story as an example of, you know, there are so many, it's not just about getting business. It's about being available.
Right. And so it is about being available. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that was, you know, it's my little success story, and scratch my head all at once.
Yeah. And, you know, it is about being available, and there are different ways to network. You can network for referrals. You can also network for, it's called knowledge networking. You network for information and ideas and sharing resources. That's exactly the way you were using this. But it is also good for referrals. And sometimes, I think I mentioned already, you know, sometimes people say, well, I don't do business globally. One of my favorite stories was a BNI member in, I think it was Malta, whose mother from London reached out to her and said, hey, honey, you're in this networking group. Do you happen to have anybody in London that does landscape? And here's a member in Malta who contacted a member in London for landscaping work, local business. But it came from a global referral because of BNI Connect. Well, that landscape person would have never gotten that local referral had they not completed their profile. And so I can't guarantee that anybody's going to get business or exposure by putting their profile on BNI Connect, but I can guarantee they won't if they don't put that information on there.
Yeah, my sister lives out of state, and she has learned that, you know, whenever she's looking for anything, she's like, okay, who in BNI do you know that can do?
and see, that's the beauty of
how
BNI Connect. Yeah. Is you can now, you know, use BNI Connect to help make connections with people all around the world. And now this isn't available in every country yet or every region, but you can count referrals in most regions now that you give to other people in other regions. And, you know, it's just a win-win to me. Well, any last thoughts, Lori, before we wrap up?
Oh, fill out your profile, include your picture, and answer your email.
All good advice. And, you know, you say include your picture. I'll never forget the referral that came from somebody in Seattle for needed a photographer in New York. And I've talked about this in a previous podcast several years ago. And half of the photographers didn't include their own photograph. Again, I'm scratching my head. How could you be a photographer and not include a photograph in your profile? I think that's a no-brainer. So this is really good advice. I hope everyone who's listening to this podcast, when you're done with this podcast, I want you to go to your computer. I want you to complete your profile. You can look up Lori, say hi to her. It's Lori Nichols. That's N-I-C-O-L-E-S. She's the founder of Tora Writing Services. Her website's torawriting.com. And Lori, we're going to be looking for your book when it comes out. What's the name of it again?
How to Be a Writer Without Writing a Book.
How to Be a Writer Without Writing a Book. I'll definitely be looking for it, Lori. And I thank you so much for being on the BNI podcast today.
Thank you.
Back to you, Priscilla.
Okay, that's great. I just want to mention that Lori came to my chapter and talked about her book and how she used BNI Connect. And I thought, oh my God, this is amazing because we haven't really heard of anybody who has done that before.
That's right. So this is a referral from Priscilla to me and the BNI podcast. And Priscilla, I appreciate it very much.
Okay, great. Well, I thought Lori would be an interesting guest, and it turned out she was.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. And thank you, Dr. Meisner. I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by the Networking for Success channel on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we look forward to having you join us again next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.